Sports news. Des Cahill here. Morning, Des.
Morning, Gavin. Lots to get through. Everton have sacked their manager Marco Silva after 18 months with the club in the Premier League relegation zone after their 5-2 defeat by Liverpool in midweek. Silva is the fifth Premier League manager to be sacked so far this season. Former striker Duncan Ferguson has been put in temporary charge. He'll manage the side against Chelsea tomorrow. One of the early candidates to succeed Silva is reported to be another Portuguese man, Vitor Pereira, currently in charge of a Chinese club. But former Everton player Pat Nevin feels Silva still did have some support in the Everton boardroom, but he simply ran out of time.
Sympathy only goes so far. If Everton were to find themselves getting relegated, sympathy would have run out long, long before that. And if you're going to make a change, now is the time to do it. Give the new guy a little bit of time to look at the squad, think about the best systems that he can use, and most importantly, have January to make changes.
Well, we'll see about the changes. Arsenal will be making changes, I have no doubt. They reached a new low last night. They were beaten 2-1 at home by Brighton in interim manager Freddie Ljungberg's first game in charge at home. Alexander Lacazette marked his 100th Gunners appearance by heading a side level after Adam Webster had given Brighton a first half lead. But Neil Mopay headed Brighton's winner to leave Arsenal on their worst winless run since 1977, 10 points off a Champions League spot, and have now failed to win any of their last 9 games in all competitions. The fans booed them off at the end of the game. Meanwhile, Jonjo Shelvey scored a very controversial goal awarded by VAR as Newcastle beat Sheffield United 2-0 at Bramall Lane. The controversy arrived in the second half when Andy Carroll was flagged offside after flicking on for Shelvey. The midfielder ran through before slotting past Dean Henderson, whose half-hearted challenge suggested he was expecting the effort to be ruled out. However, with referee Stuart Atwell having waved play on, the goal was checked by VAR, which correctly awarded it after replays showed Carroll was onside when he proved the assist. But it was all to the massive frustration of Sheffield United boss Chris Wilder.
Dummett chipped the ball forward. Carroll heads it on. Shelby's offside. I mean, no, it must have been Carroll who was offside.
He's got to finish it.
Shelby is finishing
the ball into the net, though.
Do you know what? Everybody stopped there, Alan. VAR will look at this. The referee's right to allow play to go on.
It's a goal. After that long delay, Shelby's goal counts.
I'm tired. I'm bored of talking about VAR as a manager. I'm wary of celebrating. I love the game, but I think it's sucking the life out of a lot of people. And I don't think I'm on my own. And you know, we've had things go for us. You know, we played Wolves last week on a Sunday. The referee's blue. Jota's gone through and fell over Dean Henderson. They're reviewing for a penalty. Where's it all going? Where's it all going?
I just celebrate twice.
He's echoing the sentiments of many. It's going to be a tough day for the FAI today. They'll present their accounts at midday, and the figures could be bleak. Despite the claims by former CEO John Delaney that the FAI could be debt-free by 2020, today's figures could reveal debts of up to €50 million. In swimming, Shane Ryan has eased into today's 100 metres backstroke final at the European Short Course Championships in Glasgow. He broke the Irish record in the heats, 50.45 seconds, and won the first semi-final. Jack McMillan and Jordan Sloan finished 7th and 8th, respectively, in the final of the men's 200 freestyle. But let's look ahead to a busy day today for the Irish now with John Kenny.
11 Irish swimmers and a relay squad will be in action on day 3 of this meet here in Glasgow, while later this evening Shane Ryan goes in the final of the 100 metres backstroke. Ryan broke the Irish record in the heats and then won the first semi-final last night in the evening session in a time just 0.03 of a second outside that heat time. Three swimmers went faster than Ryan in the second semi-final, including the Russian gold medal favourite Kliment Kolesnikov, who's the only swimmer to go under the 50-second mark on 2 occasions here in Glasgow. Ryan, though, did what he needed in making the final. Although Kolesnikov looks unbeatable, the 26-year-old Irish swimmer has a real chance of either silver or bronze. In this morning's heats, we'll see Mona McSharry, a bronze medalist in the 50 breaststroke, who swims in her main event, the 100 metres breaststroke, an event in which she won the World Junior Championship gold in 2017. Also competing is Niamh Coyne, the junior Olympic silver medalist in the event, with the first objective of those two to make it out of the heats and into the evening semi-finals. The heats on day 3 are off the blocks at 9:30 a.m. this morning, and they're live on the RTE player.
Ronnie O'Sullivan's hopes of winning a third successive UK snooker championship ended with a 6-4 defeat by Ding Junhui in the last 16 in York. Ireland's men's rugby sevens team were beaten by the USA despite late tries from Terry Kennedy and Jack Kelly Ireland lost 24-21. The Irish women were beaten by Spain 12-10. It's European Cup weekend. We'll have extensive coverage tomorrow on Saturday Sport. Leinster are away to Northampton. Michael Corcoran got Leinster coach Leo Cullen to assess the dangers posed by the English side.
They're going really well, and you know, obviously Chris Boyd has come in there last season, the start of last season. You know, he's got some young English coaches around him, and Phil Dowson, who's kind of Northampton through and through really at this stage. Sam Vesti in terms of attack and backs. I would have played with Sam in Leicester, very, very creative mind. You know, you can just see the way they're attacking. Obviously with Chris Boyd's background with the Hurricanes most recently, and just the attacking mindset that that team has. So, you know, it paints a picture of a head coach that would lead a very attacking orientated setup and team. In terms of the personnel, I think they've made some great signings. And they've got that mix of real top-end experience, guys have done it on the biggest stage, plus lots of very good young players. So it adds to a really good mix and blend in terms of that youth experience piece. So, you just look through the names, like even at the weekends, Owen Franks pulls out, Courtney Laws pulls out, and Dan Bigger pull out before the game and the morning of the game after not being named originally in the team, and they're replaced by, what, 3 22-year-olds essentially. Mm-hmm. And they go on to put in a very commanding performance anyway against Leicester. So, some of the signings they've made, you know, the halfbacks, Reinach, who's away with South Africa at the World Cup, you know, the experience that he has, Bigger at 10. Outside backs, obviously, Nairavoro is a handful, it's fair to say. And Matt Proctor, they brought in from the Hurricanes, and a player that we would have admired from a distance in Super Rugby. Obviously Chris Boyd would know him very, very well. And then you look at their forwards, you know, the combination that they have there, different combinations that they have. The Franks brothers, World Cup winners. Courtney Laws, obviously his experience with England. Tom Wood has been around the block a long time. Harrison, Lewis Ludlam, you know, so who was away the World Cup with England. And, you know, the list goes on. So they've recruited very, very well. But it's, you know, it's been underpinned by some very, very good young players, which is nice to see from a distance, to see another team do that, because it's very much of a similar philosophy that we would have here. But, you know, we know it's going to be a real, real stern challenge for us tomorrow.
That's Leo Cullen. Dublin's 5-in-a-row All-Ireland winning football manager Jim Gavin was named Signify Sports Manager of the Year yesterday. And this evening's racing is in Dundalk, beginning at 5:15.